when you rise from sleep with reluctance, remember that it is according to your constitution and according to human nature to perform social acts. But sleeping is common also to irrational animals. But that which is according to each individual's nature is also more peculiarly its own, and more suitable to its nature, and indeed also more agreeable. Constantly, and if it be possible on the occasion of every impression on the soul, apply to it the principles of physic, of ethic, and of dialectic. Whatever man you meet with, immediately say to yourself, what opinions has this man about good and bad? For with respect to pleasure and pain and the causes of each, and with respect to fame and ignominy, death and life, if he has such and such opinions, his behaviour will not seem wonderful or strange to me, and I shall bear in mind that he is compelled to do so. Remember that as it is foolish to be surprised if the fig tree produces figs, so it is to be surprised if the world produces such and such things of which it is productive. And for the physician and the helmsman, it is foolish to be surprised if a man has a fever or if the wind is unfavourable. Remember that to change your opinion and to follow him who corrects your error is as consistent with freedom as it is to persist in your error. For this also is your own, exerted according to your own movement and judgment, and indeed according to your own understanding too. If a thing is in your own power, why do you do it? But if it is in the power of another, whom do you blame, the atoms or the gods? Both are foolish. You must blame nobody, for if you can, correct that which is the cause, but if you can't do this, correct at least the thing itself. But if you cannot do even this, of what use is it to you to find fault? For nothing should be done without a purpose. That which has died falls not out of the universe. If it stays here, it also changes here, and is dissolved into its proper parts, which are elements of the universe and of yourself. And these too change, and they murmur not. Why should you? Everything exists for some end, a horse, a vine. Why do you wonder? Even the sun will say, I am for some purpose. And the rest of the gods will say the same. For what purpose then are you? To enjoy pleasure? See if common sense allows this. Nature has had regard in everything no less to the end than to the beginning and the continuance, just like the man who throws up a ball. What good is it then for the ball to be thrown up, or harm for it to come down, or even to have fallen? And what good is it to the bubble while it holds together, or what harm when it is burst? The same may be said of a light also. Turn the body inside out and see what kind of thing it is, and when it has grown old, what kind of thing it becomes, and when it is diseased. Short-lived are both the praiser and the praised, and the rememberer and the remembered, and all this praising and remembering is only in a nook of this part of the world, and even here not everyone agrees on who to praise, and no one praises the same person all the time. And in the end, the whole earth too is merely a point in the universe. Attend to the matter which is before you, whether it is an opinion or an act or a word. You suffer this justly, for you choose rather to become good tomorrow than to be good today. Am I doing anything? I do it with reference to the good of mankind. Does anything happen to me? I accept it and refer it to the gods, the source of all things, from which all that happens is derived. How does bathing appear to you? Oil, sweat, dirt, filth, all soil your water, and all are disgusting. So is every part of our worldly life. Lucilla saw Verus die, and then Lucilla died. Secunda saw Maximus die, and then Secunda died. Epitincanus saw Diotimus die, and Epitincanus died. Antoninus saw Faustina die, and then Antoninus died. Such is everything. Cella saw Hadrian die, and then Cella died. And those sharp-witted men, either seers or men inflated with pride, where are they? For instance, the sharp-witted men, Carax and Demetrius the Platonist, and Eudaimon, and anyone else like them. All ephemeral, dead long ago. Some indeed have not been remembered even for a short time, and others have become the heroes of fables, and again others have disappeared even from fables. Remember this, then, that this little compound, yourself, must either be dissolved, or your poor breath must be extinguished, or be removed and placed elsewhere.